What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It tickles my fan.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Good to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Kids can be, you can watch on YouTube if you want for French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Oh man, you ever listen to Tommy Hutton and just know that he's ready to explode? Like, Tommy Hutton, I feel like, you know, I don't want to say he's gotten soft in his old age. I want to say he's gotten gentler in his old age. I could tell last night.
He's reserving. He's like trying to hold back.
He wanted to lose his mind with that loss last night because the Miami Marlins legitimately played like the Bad News Bears yesterday. They were they
booting the ball.
Look, Dane Myers, I gave you a pass for that rickety old fence out in Boston that cost the home run to go over the fence. But that botch that you had yesterday in right field, horrendous. And Leroy, I don't know what the statistics say. Maybe the analytics team can go look at this, but I'm going to guess it's somewhere around 97% that if you have an error like that to keep an inning going, that the run's going to come around and score.
Every time.
And wouldn't you know it, a 3-3 game then becomes a 5-3 game, and then, oh my God, Augustin Ramirez. You're the worst catcher in baseball. Listen, you hit monster moonshots.
That's why he's there.
DH.
He's got DH written all over him in his career, Vlad. I mean, this is
can't even move him to first base.
Maybe. But I don't even know. Can he scoop a ball? Like he has. I've seen, you know, in the words of Scott Bakula in Major League Back to the Minors, I've seen better hands on a clock. I mean, this guy, was that Bob Uecker? That was Bob Uecker, actually. Apologize. Bob Uecker said that. Has Harry Doyle, Major League Back to the Minors. Seen better hands on a clock. Dude, he didn't play the first month. He leads the league in pass balls.
Yeah.
And he just was like, whoop, just passed him yesterday. And
so what happens is the pitcher then tries to keep the ball up, and then it gets knocked all over the ballpark.
Yep. So
because you can't throw... You can't just throw a pitch away and just throw it in the dirt.
Yeah, it was ugh. And Tommy was like, he Kyle Seelof was asking him, well, would you say anything to the team as a manager after this? He goes, don't ask me that. I got coached by Tommy Lasorda, which was his way of saying, are you kidding me? You would have gotten killed after a game like this.
No, but he basically gave him a little release point, right? To let it out a little bit.
And then so afterwards, Clayton McCullough basically said what Tommy said, which is like, they deserve to lose this game. Like, what are you, there's no ifs, ands. Like, you had a game that was 3-3. It was right there. You blew it. So unfortunate loss for the Marlins. It is, it was a tough one returning home like that and having to deal with that game. But, you know, hopefully they can bounce back tonight. That was a rough one. That was an absolute rough one to watch last night. I mean, dude, it's like Dane Myers, what's going on, dude? Does he need a new glove? Can we go somewhere?
And get him one of those giant ones?
I don't know. Like, I was like, what's going on? Did he not break it in properly? This is two games in a row with the ball popping out. I know one that you were assisted by, but...
New glove.
What's going on?
Got to put the oil on.
A little oil. You need to throw it in. You need to throw it in.
Wet it.
Yeah. Maybe
like they, you know, do like they do the footballs. They oil it, then wet it, then put a ball in the middle, wrap it, throw it in the dryer.
Jukebox says, was that a Marlins game or Major League on TV? Yeah, no, you would have thought it was a comedy with how bad they played yesterday. You know? Like, it was, I mean, look, you got a lot of division games coming up, but, you know.
I mean.
You'd like to get back home here, win a series against St. Louis, and then you got a big challenge this weekend with the Blue Jays. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're not losing on Luis Castillo Day on Sunday. You know, don't embarrass me, okay? Because Luis Castillo, one of the greats. Happy he's in the inaugural class. He deserves to be. But that was very frustrating yesterday. Very frustrating from the Fish. How do you expect to do what are we doing here? You guys are playing pristine baseball.
And then it all
and that
away.
Like it's one thing to be in a slump. I could take that. I can understand. And I know that we got a big blow. I didn't even mention yesterday, which was a bad job by me. But Kyle Stowers is out for several weeks with, you know, with an oblique injury.
Yeah, a lot of oblique injuries, man.
You can't do – yeah. You don't realize when you're training how much of that stuff is in pitching, batting, in football, anybody who uses their hips and twists and turn, it's brutal.
Yeah. Dade South says, meet Marlins. I wasn't a wild fish coyote here. I was just enjoying the ride, and the ride is having an ugly couple of weeks here.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since they swept the Yankees, it's been...
The cursed.
Been tough. It has been tough. Crazy. Schmeathen says, bottom of the barrel with a Luis Castillo Day. It'd be like Dolphins having Philip Wheeler Day. I will not let you besmirch the name that is Luis Castillo.
Wait, he won a World Series.
World Series, 35-game hit streak, gold gloves. How dare you compare him to Philip Wheeler? Philip Wheeler, it would be like if the Marlins had...
Back? Was he the running back?
He was the linebacker who played with a club on his arm.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The Marlins, the equivalent to Philip Wheeler would be like Reniel Pinto Day. That would be Philip Wheeler Day for the Marlins. Luis Castillo was awesome.
He was an all-star.
All-star. He was a great player. He was a great player for the Marlins. There's a reason he's in the inaugural class.
Underrated second baseman shortstop duo.
Oh, maybe the best I've ever seen. I love that duo.
Castillo
and Gonzalez.
And Gonzalez.
And then Derek Lee at first base with Mike Lowell.
That was a great infield.
I don't know if there's a better infield than that defensively.
Wait, and Pudge.
Pudge behind home plate. So good.
That was a good team.
So good. JP in center field, Juan Encarnacion in right, Leroy. And then a hodgepodge there in left. They started with Todd Hollinsworth. That didn't work out. Then they brought up Miguel Cabrera. And then once Mike Lowell broke his hand, they brought in Jeff Conine for the stretch run.
All right.
So, of course, had the great throw to throw out JT Snow.
I was there, too.
One of the great games I've ever been to. Anywho, let's get to our headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport in Sorrento. And tell you right, remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. It was official yesterday. The Miami Dolphins are signing Matthew Judon to a one-year deal worth up to $6 million.
I got a question.
Yep.
Yeah, that's serious as cancer.
Go ahead, Leroy. Spit some bars. They're trying to say this is not for anything. There's no injuries, right?
Yep.
Here.
Hogwash.
Here's what I would say.
Thank you. Thank you, Tovin.
Here's what I would say.
That's hogwash, dude.
Here's what I would say. I would say that you would be foolish to not plan for...
Channel 11, soon to be 12.
There was some traffic for me coming down 27th.
That wasn't that much traffic.
Cause
earlier than I normally do.
Wow.
Oh, my
Google.
I don't know.
Nobody.
What do you use? Use Waze? Use Apple Maps? What do you use?
No, we should use Hialeah Maps.
That's gonna take you 5 hours.
Yeah.
By the way, the just...
map is like Hialeah Math.
Oof. Yeah.
Anyway, I agree with you, Vlad. Yes. If it's not that they're injured,
so let me.
If it's not that they're injured, it is a concern of their durability.
Yes, it has more to do with that and.
Which
not
one?
Putting yourself in the same position, which is why Zach Wilson got so much money, which is why a quarterback got drafted. If you don't at least acknowledge what has failed you the last couple of years and try to do something to counter that with players that aren't as durable as you would like or positions – that were strengths and became weak because you didn't have enough of a rotation, then that's shame on you. So the way I look at this, I just look at it as a situation where they are seeing what has ailed them in the last couple years as far as injuries, guys who aren't able to play the whole season, and they're trying to do stuff to prepare them if that should happen again.
Sure.
But I don't know, and I got to be honest with you. I don't know what JP's status is. Like,
oh, I don't either. Like, that's the thing.
Because they
told me he was missing a day.
Here's the other thing. It's a calf, right?
He got leg whipped. No, Devon Achane is a calf. Okay. I know that.
And I went from being... he'll miss a couple of days to now. Yeah, we're gonna take every precaution possible.
Well, you calf, Vlad. I'm telling you.
I know.
I ain't messing with it.
2 years ago, I know. Four plays later, my season was over. Yeah. I know.
But I think you the only thing that you should read into this is that a veteran player who's been productive was available, it was affordable, and we can get depth at a position that we have strength but doubts.
For sure. And I think that you don't want to set yourself up where you are left with
in the same spot you were the last 2 years, because everybody's going to say, how could you not think this was going to happen?
Right. No, if you did go into this season and we lost Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips, they would definitely be talking about that.
Right.
What is the strength of the Miami Dolphins this upcoming season?
I would say the defense front.
But you just said that adding Judon is adding to a strength of yours with doubt. What is the strength of the Miami Dolphins with no doubt?
I would say it'd be the front seven on the defensive side of the ball, which it's been for the last couple of years. When healthy, they've done an incredible job of getting after the quarterback.
What are you doing there, Jay?
What are you doing?
New computer.
Oh, you could have let us know.
Just hit the mute button.
I just did.
Speakers?
I just did.
Okay. We just heard echoes.
Yeah,
that's why. We're not crazy. We're not looking at you with like.
I'm fine now.
All right.
It was this.
We'll take a break. We'll hear a little bit from our long-winded favorite coach. Take a break. Back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here, 104.3 FM.
His first.
WQAM.
His first maybe three solo albums.
Were trash.
What?
Wow, disgusted Leroy. He just backed off.
Michael needed Quincy to save his ass. Come on, man. You talking about his first three albums?
Off the wall?
That wasn't his first three albums.
No, what was his first single?
not the first single. Michael had bad albums, and it was almost curtain times for Michael.
I thought Off the Wall was his first.
No, it wasn't.
When he did the Motown 25.
Got ourselves a real Mike McDaniel Tua situation. Who fixed who?
Oh, Quincy felt Michael.
No. That's a fact.
I'm just
messing
around.
That's a fact. Hey, we not even. Quincy Jones, man, he was one of them producers that was in the back but touched everything. Everything.
If your name's Quincy, you're fixing things.
You know what's funny?
What? You don't have any friends named Quincy.
A professor of mine was called Quincy.
He was my favorite. Professor. He was, his last name was Quincy? So he's Professor Quincy, or his first name was Quincy?
Last name.
Mm. No, that that doesn't count.
Because
he,
well, I've always called him that.
Well, here's why. If your last name is Quincy, I'm having trouble determining if you're an intangible or not.
Mm.
But if your first name is Quincy, he's one of us.
Wasn't there a doctor? Wasn't there a show called Dr. Quincy?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, like an old white doctor.
But the last name makes it harder to
differentiate,
yeah,
between a brother and a
yeah, intangible. But if your first name, Quincy.
Is Quinn Ewers' first name Quincy?
No, Quinn.
It's
Are
Quinn.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Come Are on. We sure he didn't shorten it?
That's Quinn.
What if there was an old-time Texas blood?
Quinn is about as intangible as you could get.
I understand, but we're saying there's zero shot. I'll look this up on Wikipedia in a second.
Zero shot. No,
there's zero chance that, you know, Quinn Ewers' actual name is Quincy.
No chance. No.
Quinn is
Quinn Tucker Ewers.
Quinn is in.
That's right.
Wait,
Quinn Tucker.
Tucker. Wait. So
you
wait.
Thought it was Quincy?
So look. When he thought it could have been Quincy, he started leading towards the middle, right? But then he pronounced intangible.
Quinn is in the same ballpark of Dylan and and the Brandons and
Now why? So. There's Brandon, Brendan, and is with O. Do O and A,
the
or
E and the A, man.
E and the A, yep. Right?
Yeah, I don't respect the D O N's or the D E N's. Right. D A N is how it's supposed to be spelled.
Is D A N not D O N?
No.
Or D E N.
D O N is specifically supposed to be for Brandon. B R A N D O N.
He's a Don.
If you're a Brendan, B R E N D A N. If you're anything else, you're an idiot.
You're Dan. They used to give you a D A N. Oh, damn, you just...
It just makes no sense. Tears, I mean, says Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. She wasn't Dr. Quincy?
Yeah, Dr. Quinn. Quinn! I didn't know it was... Oh, so her last name was Quinn, though.
Yeah, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Her last name was Quinn.
What about Coach Quinn, Menu says? Menu 631.
Coach Quinn.
Coach Chris Quinn. Chris
Quincy.
Chris Quincy?
Chris Quincy.
He's back to Kawaba weight. He's in Quinn. You just can't.
Admittedly, a tongue twister.
Wait, but it's Chris Quinn, last name.
No, I'm saying, I know, maybe he lopped it off.
No.
Chris Quincy would be funny.
Chris Quincy.
Chris Quincy may have maybe a head coach already.
Say, hey, you know a mix, right?
Chris Down is one of the funniest intros of all time. Like, former Heat guard Tyler Johnson just
gave us that information.
Didn't ask.
You know a mix, right?
He just didn't get out the oven quick. He got out the oven quickly. That's all.
My believe it or not, my grandmother is almost white.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll show you a picture.
Oh. Well, you from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Some type of Creole.
We got red bones, but you know what she would say. Because, you know, she told real stories. She said, you see, your great-grandmother is my color, and I'm light like this. How the hell do you think we got this color?
So she made you do critical thinking.
She broke it down like that, huh?
She made you do critical thinking, that's all.
She would tell, man, let me tell you. My grandmother would tell me stories about how she lived and her mother lived and how her grandfather came from Ghana with bullet wounds on his, he got shot and went right through his, like missed his whole head, just went right through his mouth, missed all his teeth, and he had like scars on both sides looking African, right? You know how they have the scars, like Seal, but he had some real life tragedy.
Seal the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Sure. Still got Heidi Klum, bro.
He did.
He got Heidi Klum.
Yeah, he had it for a minute. They had, what, three kids?
It don't matter. Yeah. He kissed like a rose.
And that was the funniest commercial of the Super Bowl.
I did enjoy that, the Mountain Dew Seal commercial. I'm surprised that he's probably been offered that how many times?
Yeah.
Probably been, he's like, we got an idea for you. He goes, Mountain Dew's bringing the bag, Seal. He goes, all right, I guess it's finally time to do it. Mike McDaniel. This was his.
Okay. Do I need to?
I think. Well, you know. This was what Mike McDaniel had to say on Darren Waller, and will this finally be the week that we see Darren Waller? Here's what the Dolphins head coach had to say about that.
Yeah, this is where we thought a realistic assessment would be made, and we're kind of making that daily. I don't. I'm expecting to see him. Sooner than later, I had kind of in the back of my mind it would be this week, but I'm not going to just put him out there this week and just because I said it before. I'm hopeful, but it's very soon. We're just making sure that we all of our ducks are in a row before we take that listing off him.
That was painful.
So, while he was talking, I was trying to picture to myself, what is really going on in his mind?
I don't know.
You thought the same thing, right? He was trying to come up with a lie. He couldn't figure out the lie. That's a lot of come on, this guy.
How does he not know, though? Like, exactly. You don't know that's going to get asked?
I think. There's people that ramble like that, and part of the reason is they're thinking about answering the follow-up questions in the first answer. And so if you notice, he kind of rambles.
Well, it happens a lot.
No, I get you.
I know a lot of people like that.
I get you, but also he'll just do that more than anybody else. Like he just feels like the ignition gets stuck.
But guess what? You know what I've very rarely heard with Mike McDaniel?
Mm-hmm.
Follow-up questions.
Because you can get another one
but that's
in.
That's my point.
Well, I'm going to tell you, as somebody who listens to all his press conferences to cut them up, there's too many questions. Because, like, he answered one yesterday, Leroy. It legitimately went. I'm not even joking about this. It went for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And I was like.
It was probably the easiest.
It was just gobbledygook, you know? And it just like. Is Darren Waller practicing this week? How about you'll see? Like, I'm not gonna say stick to what maybe this is what I was thinking. It's like a robot. Like it's like his iPhone didn't update.
It's like he's about to crash.
Yeah, right. It's like exactly. It's like he's on iPhone 8.
Yeah. It's like I know what I said, but maybe I was thinking about it, but I don't really want to say it because I'm a football coach.
That was crazy.
Dude, malfunctioning.
Whew. All right.
We all have to get our minds right for his pressers.
So let's hear some more. This was him on. Did the Dolphins? This was this presser was after the news that Xavien Howard signed with the Colts, and he was asked, "Did you kick the tires on a reunion?"
I think inherent in our job responsibilities is that we, you know, consider everything. So, every move we make, a ton of moves that we don't make, if that makes sense. So, you consider everything, you know, if that's true, that's happy for X. And you know, there's a lot of, there's a lot that goes into the final roster, one of which is evaluating your guys fully, and then also have it. You know, there's opportunities every day that you're going against. You're grading your guys versus whoever is available. That's just the nature of the National Football League. And then you have another cut down date where there's more of that goes on, but. You know, I would say the best way to answer it is it's kind of inherent in our responsibilities to consider all those things.
Yo, his wifey deserves a medal.
Do we have cricket sounds somewhere?
Nah, his wifey deserves a medal. His wife deserves a medal. She deserves a special place in heaven because I'm going to tell you this right now. There is no way you can get in an argument with that man and have not go crazy with his long, spaced out answers.
No, she needs to like put a canteen and a backpack for that journey.
Dude, it's a simple answer. It's a simple question. Did you kick the tires on possibly bringing Xavier Howard back? We did take account. We look at everybody. We just didn't feel it was the right time. Boom, that is done. All the questions that are asked are 15-second replies.
We looked into it. Yeah, we looked into it.
That, come on, man.
But I'm happy for X. He just said it. Like, I'm happy for him. Now, also, there's cut-down dates and 900 dates. We have to get our roster to this at this date. And four workouts.
It sounds like dial-up.
This is, in all honesty, for guys like Mike McDaniel, this becomes more difficult. When you got to cut 30 mm-hmm. plus guys.
Yep.
In one cut. That means you got to have a lot of conversations. Now, for a guy like Mike McDaniel, you need to break it down in parts. Like, it should be cut down to this number, cut down to this number.
Oh, no, yeah. You need a puree.
The reason why they don't do it, and I know why they don't do it, is because when you get to those last couple of games, when it was four games, or that last game before the season, you don't have enough guys to practice. So now, depending on what positions they cut, you got your starters doing scout team too.
Wayne says, why do we care so much? This man is so much smarter than everybody on the stream. Listen, I understand that he went to Yale.
I
understand.
Everything that I've ever said about Mike McDaniel, mm-hmm. I've always said the guy is smart. Okay? Nobody's questioning that.
He's just not a clear orator.
However, we all have people. I'll give you a perfect example. Robert Smith.
Your former teammate?
One of my closest friends.
He's not a wrap it up guy?
No, he is a wrap it up guy, but he's smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have conversations with him and you're like, why? Like, I'm just like, no, I don't want to talk about that. I don't care about the stars and how they line up and whatever. I want to talk about Looney Tunes. Or, you know, like, mm-hmm. we're just different in that. And sometimes Mike McDaniel, the way he thinks and the way he talks to other people, he's just on a whole nother. And so, yeah.
Do you want to know how he thinks?
How does he think?
This. Mm. Yep. This is how he looks like when he thinks.
Yeah.
Yep. Very but confused.
Can I ask a question? He can you go like back to that last picture?
He looks like a mean Mark Anthony.
No, but
what would Socrates say to that?
I got to tell you, that son been kicking his ass.
Oh no, he's getting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, time out. No. Isn't he part brother?
His father, I believe. Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, there it is. The quote is coming out.
So, dude, I guess we will complain. We'll claim him.
I think the
Can
league.
Can we make a trade?
Didn't the league claim him? Because I think the Dolphins got like a draft pick for signing him.
Can we make a trade?
I'm not even joking about that.
Oh, okay.
We can't make a trade?
Who do you want to trade?
I don't know. You saw the Chappelle show, right? We can't trade Mike McDaniel. I'll trade Mike McDaniel for Sean McVay.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM is the YouTube handle. On Twitch, it's Miami 104.3 WQAM. We're on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. And, of course, now here on the FM dial on 104.3 FM. WQAM. More Tobin and Leroy after this.
What?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins going to be on the practice field today. I hope nobody has – I think today is not open to the public. The next 2 days are, so do not head out there. Otherwise, you'll be watching through the fence, be like, I can't see Carl.
Like the punter?
Yeah, the punter. You remember that guy? Yeah. He was just, you know, sometimes life is all about timing. This year there's a punter battle.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I will say the special teams has looked good.
Yeah.
Oof, that was bad. The special teams has looked good. It has impressed this new this Ackerman fella.
I would say there's a couple of things that I've really been not surprised about, but encouraged by. Special teams is one. Wide receiver depth. There's a lot of other guys making plays. I temper a couple of these things because I know it's preseason. The way they've run the ball effectively, still got some, you know, short yardage issues.
Yep.
Far too much penetration, and that could be, like, it could be something as simple as this. You design a play where you lead or you pull somebody in that tight area,
mm-hmm.
and there's penetration. So you have to be more direct. Like double team the inside guy, get behind. Like very direct in your blocking, and you may not block everybody. On goal line, it's not important that you block everybody. The back got to be able to get 2 yards, right? Or 3 yards or whatever it is. The most important thing is the penetration. Far too much penetration in the red zone, down by the goal line, and I see the smirk on your face. And stop.
I don't have anything. I'm laughing at the comments. Yeah. I had nothing for you.
It's your fault. You keep saying penetration.
And then
I pick your mic up too. By the way, it's got like some blue chew going on here.
And then, the other thing is
needs
that
it.
Quinn Ewers looks.
He looks good.
He looks good.
He looks good.
Right. So you have a lot of, you know, a lot of things where you've actually added and made stronger. Now, the things you could have a lot of concern with.
Cornerback?
Just like, but here's the deal. If you get that front 7 going, you can have. You don't need a Pro Bowl cornerback.
You don't need Pro Bowl,
but
dude.
You
but
need,
here's the thing: they're down to like their 4th and 5th guys.
I know
because
I know.
We saw the old Ethan Bonner hamstring scoot.
Yeah, so
that's universal.
Yeah, so I'll ask you this: they signed Judon,
yep.
and we talked about having the depth. And not knowing what the situation is or how effective Chubb or JP are going to be or when they come back from an injury, even though Chubb had the same amount of time as Darren Waller off.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, he was going to come back last year. They just fell out of the race.
That's fine. So would you have felt better if they had done the same thing, but at cornerback?
Like sign an old guy like Stephon Gilmore?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's old.
He's old.
He's old. Like 76.
That's all that's left. The old.
And so, see, sometimes you feel better because they did something at a position where you know they need help.
You know he's a free agent.
But, no, don't even say his name.
Oh, no, I thought he got cut.
He did. That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't there for a week.
Damn, how you going to mess up Vegas? Wait, how you going to mess up Vegas, man? You can't mess up Vegas.
Yes, you can.
Who was on Vegas?
Eli Apple.
No, he was in San Fran.
He was in San Fran.
San Fran.
Did he get signed by Vegas?
I thought he
maybe he got signed by Vegas.
Let me explain something to you. All right. I ain't even trying.
Because I saw he was on the Niners for like a week.
Mm-mm. Nope. Let me explain something to you.
He just got released by the Niners.
Under no sir. He didn't even play in a preseason game. He came on Monday. They go, on Thursday.
Hmm.
I could have told y'all.
Dang, it even last 3 weeks.
I could have told y'all. Y'all ain't have to look. You say, like, y'all want to kick the tires on Eli Apple? He's a vet.
Yeah, well, no, so, like, I think this is the problem, is the Dolphins came into this year, and you've made that point about the competent, but, like, they went into that with Kader Kohu was going to play this year. Artie Burns.
Right.
Not Ethan Bonner.
Yeah.
Now you lost all of them. Plan,
but if there's not – my point with this is this. Sometimes people will complain that we're short at cornerback and they didn't sign a cornerback. And you got to look at it from the standpoint of, okay, who would you sign?
Yeah.
There's nothing out there. So you got to wait and you have a chance.
Right. There could be guys cut.
The other solution to it is if we bolster that front seven, the secondary don't have to be as effective.
Am I crazy when I say this? No, you don't know what I'm going to say.
It don't matter.
No, just hear.
It don't matter.
Just hear me out.
Yes. Go. Because I could tell, but see, I've learned over the years.
I'm not going to say anything silly.
I've learned over the years.
He's not gonna
that he
say
has
anything.
A look.
I want
to. Right? Everybody knows Toby has a look when he talks to me.
No,
you say these words.
Am I crazy? No.
Hear me out or let me finish.
This is. I don't want judgment on this. I'm hoping that nobody judges me on this.
That's another one. Don't judge me.
Okay.
Oh, we're judging. I'm good. Judging.
I'm not right.
Go. Could you get ready to bring up a name that you might?
I kind of thought Cam Smith looked kind of good in the preseason.
Oh no, that's not.
Wait, the last.
I thought he looked kind of good.
Okay.
Okay.
He that's played not, in the fourth quarter. I understand he was playing against the fourth. I kind of thought he looked. I thought he looked kind of good.
That's somebody on the roster. Okay. I thought we were talking about signing.
Am I crazy though? Like, did anybody else think that?
I mean, about damn time.
No, it's about damn time. I know. And he's playing at the end of a preseason game where the backup started. So it's not a great sign for him.
Here. There's fundamental things because here's the other thing. You know how else you protect your secondary? By getting pressure on a quarterback with your front five or six.
Uh-huh.
Right? You can play zone behind him because you're getting pressure on the quarterback.
He had like those two.
Which takes a lot of pressure off of those guys who can't play man to man. So if you want to have Eli Apple on your team, you better have a good pass rush because old Mr. Double Move is going to get got once or twice a game.
Kentucky Finn says, we listen and we don't judge unless it's Eli Burnt Toast Apple.
So, yes. Yeah, so, exactly.
Because breaking news happened. Mm-hmm. And then coincidentally, it kind of involves the Dolphins. The Indianapolis Colts have named their week one starter, and it's one Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes
against the Miami Dolphins defense week one.
He
can move.
He can. I would say this. They knew that before. Like, they played nice and said all the right things, but they knew they brought Danny Dimes in. Because here's what you do. You ready, Vlad?
Let's go.
Let me show you a little NFL trick.
Ooh.
Right? You bring a guy in.
Okay.
You explain to him, yes, we want a competent backup. We want a guy that can, you know, but we believe Anthony Richardson is our future. Right? And then you go and talk, and he was like,
they bought it.
Hey, this Anthony Richardson, he might not make it. But we have conned Daniel Jones into thinking he's going to be a backup. We make him a starter, and now we got a starter for backup price.
$13 million.
Yep. Right. That's I'm telling you, that is a scam in itself.
Sure.
And that's what they did. Because if they would have brought him in to say you're going to be a starter, that starts at about 20.
Danny Dimes kind of has a different swag about him in that Colts jersey. I'm like, looking at him, he's kind of got a good look to him. He kind of looks like Johnny Unitas' nephew.
He's going to be throwing to Tyler Warren. Ooh, that's going to be a bad matchup for the Dolphins.
Yeah, but you know what they're going to do, though? They're going to run the hell out of the ball.
With Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah.
And then try to go play action?
Yeah.
I mean, they got talent.
that they have talent. They're decent on defense. And here's what the problem has been for Indianapolis. They haven't been able to score. Their defense has kept it in almost every game. They never really got blown out, right? So they were close in every game. And you didn't have anybody on offense that could get you over the hump or make a play on a consistent basis. So now they bring in somebody that, if anything, he ain't going to go 5-for-30.
Croquette King says we can't lose to Daniel Jones. A Daniel Jones-led Colts game one. Dude, they lost to an Anthony Richardson Colts team last year.
Yes.
Now they didn't have Tua.
He threw what, 4 passes?
Oh, I don't remember. Sorry, I know that Raheem Morris had a terrible yak up on that game.
No, you're forgetting the fourth down play where Tim Boyle threw the ball out of bounds.
Oh, I do remember that. Oh, thank you. Thanks for that.
You know what?
I try and forget all things
and,
Tim Boyle.
And let me be clear. The reason why I can sympathize with Dolphins fans is because I was that team in Cleveland for early on in my career. Is that, like, we were in every game, but we always did something to lose it. Every game. So the games were close, which was like torture, right? And also, I knew we were going to suck my rookie year because we gave up 50 points in a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, woof. You know how hard it is to do that? To give up a 50 burger and Warren Moon pieced us up?
That's crazy.
And they... Which I can't take the Bengals serious ever.
Well, let's get into it. We got to take a break. Yeah. Well, I'll let you get some thoughts on Monday Night Football last night because you were texting like a fiend about it last
that
night.
That was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
Leroy and I were both angry about very different things last night.
He was mad at the baseball.
At least he had legit reasons to be upset. He was upset with a regular season game. Leroy, who's been ripping you. Remember, stop with the stock up, stock down.
Right.
You're upset with a preseason. Week 2 preseason game?
Anyway, we'll get to it because I need a moment.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Hour Tua is next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.